You ready? Oh my gosh, here we go.
Wait, let me think of a beat real quick. Huh? Whoa, not this one. Oh yeah, that sounds good. All right.
That was so many sounds.
You, that's a taste.
You heard 12 things. You're like, yeah, that works. Okay, yeah, let's do it. Let's go.
Save it.
You just had to put on the theme song.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Here we go. Nice and quiet. There we go. Oh my gosh. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dr. Game Show. This is a show where we play games submitted by listeners. We play them with an in-studio guest and callers from all over the world. If you'd like to submit a game, you can always email us at drgameshow@gmail.com. And if you'd like to play along, you can call us 857-Manolo1. I'm Joe Firestone. I'm here with Manolo Moreno.
I'm here.
And we have a guest today. We have a guest today from the National Lampoon Radio Hour, or perhaps you know her from The Week of on Netflix, or perhaps you might have just seen her perform around town. You think?
Mm-hmm. You maybe. Think?
Yeah. Also Denton, Texas.
Also from Denton, Texas.
Yeah.
Discovered in Denton, Texas. Now, we actually flew her in.
Flew straight from Texas.
Yeah.
From the Denton Airport.
Yes. And we got Rachel Pegram here.
Hello.
Rachel.
Yes.
You're here. I'm so glad.
Me too.
Rachel, you're, you kind of strike me as a gamer.
As a gamer?
A gamer girl.
Like a video game
yeah,
gamer?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no.
So what video games do you play?
I actually didn't play any video games really growing up. Well, okay. I did have, my mom got me a GameCube.
Mm. What's that, a cube? Like a dice?
So like, like after the...
Super Nintendo?
Like, yeah, after Nintendo, like Nintendo was like, oh, we're going to do a GameCube. And that was like the new gaming system. And so I got
one. The tiny CDs?
Yes. Yeah. They're
cute.
Really teeny.
Cute.
They were cute.
Like mini donuts?
Yes.
Yes.
I love mini donuts. Keep telling this story.
What do you do with the mini donuts, Rachel?
So the little mini donut games. Well, my parents didn't really buy me any of the games that came with to go play it. I just kind of had the sampler Zelda that they gave me and one of my friends, Mario Party 4. And also, they didn't understand that I needed a memory card because they were like, this is it. We got you the game. And so I would just play Zelda from the beginning over and over, never making much progress and being pretty bad consistently in the same places. And then just kind of, you know, whenever I got tired, I'd have to start again the next day from the beginning again.
So they were like, I got you a GameCube and your friend's Mario Party.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And I would, Mario Party, not bad, but I did only have one controller. So it's not really good for playing with other people.
Oh my gosh.
And that is a social game.
Whoa. Yeah. What are the three, we're kind of riffing here. What are the three things you need for a party to be real? Rachel.
What are the three things I need for a party to be real?
Yeah. Well, one.
Okay. Music.
Okay. Two.
Someone, good places to sit. Okay. I think there needs to be good seating at a party. You think about space, but people aren't always thinking about seats.
So far, you're describing a night at the orchestra.
No, you don't need to be fancy.
Okay.
And friends.
Oh.
And that doesn't sound like the orchestra to me. Did you say opera or orchestra?
Orchestra.
Now I don't remember.
Yeah, that's fine.
Something with an O.
Yeah.
Wow, that seems like, I'd say that seems like a party, maybe.
Mm-hmm. You don't think music, friends, and seats equals party?
I think that you need a ranch dip.
A ranch dip?
A ranch dip.
Okay, what's your second?
Yeah.
I think you need a ranch dip.
Okay.
I think you need a bowl of Doritos.
Yikes. Yikes.
And I think that you need
a
cell phone.
A cell phone?
Mm-hmm.
It's still a party
this
of
doesn't
one.
Even, no one's there.
So it's just you
no
eating.
No one's at this party.
I'm guessing it's just ranch Doritos dipped in the ranch. And then you looking at your texts, are wondering you? Why no one's coming.
Texting well, everyone, where are you?
Crunch. Manoa, what's your ideal party?
Good company.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm. You don't like good company?
No.
Bad company. And something to consume.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think
and
that was
nice conversation.
That's excellent.
Good conversationalists. Oh man, these bad conversationalists, get me out of that party. I'm pressing the eject button on this party.
Did you know that I was at a party and this girl was like, how would you rate this party?
Oh, wow.
Was it the host?
No.
No. Oh.
Just another guest. Mm-hmm. And I said 9 and everyone else I was talking to said 6.
But you were having a blast.
But the host wasn't around, right?
Mm-mm.
So you were having a blast and then everyone's kind of rolling Jeez. Their eyes.
Wow.
Yeah. And I confronted the one of the Sixers. I said, "What? I've just been talking to you the whole night. You've just been talking to me. And you rate this a 6.
Yeah, but...
And that person is the star of Los Spookies on HBO. I'll say it. Julio Torres. I'm putting him on glass. Giving me a 6 at a party.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Wow. Julio gave you a 6.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
You're a party 6.
I'm a party 6. I give him a party 9. Seems messed up.
Yeah, it's kind of messed up.
Julio, was there no one at the party?
You know? No, there was a lot of people.
Yeah,
no,
a lot of Doritos.
I mean, obviously, you are no one. You're someone.
No.
No, you're
I'm
big
not.
Time
I'm just
someone.
A loser Dorito
no,
Ranch.
No.
Come on.
I love Dorito Ranch. That's good. That's smart. I'll invest. Yeah. I'm investing.
Thank you.
Whenever I eat Shark Tank. Ranch Doritos, I'm like, this needs more ranch dressing.
Yeah. Listen, we don't usually blast people on Dr. Game Show, but I just blasted Julio. Please watch Loads of Spookies on HBO. Please watch it.
Wow.
Yeah, I did it. Okay, so listen.
Plug.
I'm plugging. This show is sponsored by Loads of Spookies.
Ooh.
What if it was?
Loads of Spookies. That's the show to watch. That's, that's the tagline.
Thank you. We Loads do need Spookies. A new sponsor. Do you have any ideas?
Yeah, maybe Tums.
Tums.
Okay, so yeah, maybe we can just try that out this episode. We do get custom magnets if you win against
Whoa.
You. So the caller's going to call in and play against you.
Mm-hmm.
If they win, they get a tum-tum.
A bag of Tums.
Yeah, bag Tums sponsor custom magnet.
Yeah.
So if you could just kind of give us little riffs about Tums every time we give out a custom magnet, that'd be great.
Tums, they're going to make you feel like you got a good stomach now.
Perfect in your purse.
Yeah, so that'll be just right. Okay, so hopefully we'll give out a lot of custom magnets. We do have a lot of calls on the line. Are you a game player in general?
Yeah, I like games.
Okay.
I like a good game.
Like
top
what?
One. Top one game.
Ooh, dang. You know, I like a Clue style game.
I just played that for the first time with my niece.
Oh, yeah.
It always seemed hard, and then she just told me, and I was like, oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
I like a mystery-style game.
Okay.
Like Betrayal of the House on the Hill.
What?
Is that a game?
Uh-huh.
Good?
Yeah. It's Clue-like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we actually, maybe we'll have a little bit of mystery in each of our games today.
Ooh,
we'll
secrets.
Add a little, yeah, we'll add a little secret to each game.
I love
game.
That.
And Manolo, do you, just to refresh our listeners, you hate games?
Yeah, in general.
Yeah. Okay, so.
I'm like non-confrontational.
Yeah.
And I never win, so it's just like, I'd rather do something I'm good at.
Yeah.
Like baking. I'm not a baker. I don't know what I'm good at.
This is some wild stuff we're going through. I was
I'm good at lying.
That's all right.
Oh.
You know what I played recently?
What?
I tried a new game, Bananagrams. But that's just quietly putting letters together by yourself.
Wait, you could play that by yourself?
No, you do it with others, but you're all quietly just stacking tiles.
I like I like a quiet game.
You do?
Roomie Cube? You played that game before?
What's that?
Yeah. And that's a quiet game.
Joe's eyes lit up.
Loving Rumi Q.
First time she smiled today.
Incredible. One of my favorite games. It's all time. Do we have time? I don't know.
Please explain why Joe is so happy.
I'll say it real quick. It's like Scrabble, but numbers, kind of.
So you have to challenge it and be like, that's not a number.
No, no, no. You don't. There's not a lot of talking. It's like, OK, what? So you get a bunch. You get a bunch of different numbers. The numbers are from 1 to 9 in different colors. So it's like blue, green, red, what? And yellow. And then you get a little like face card that's kind of like a wild card that can be anything that you want it to be. But then the numbers have to go in order and you always have to lay down 3. But then you can add to more than the 3. So it's like you have to put down at least 1, 2, 3. And that would be all in one color. Oh. Like if it's in a numerical order. But if you want to do, you can do other ones that are like 3, 3, 3. But it has to be all different colors. Whoa. And then if you want to, but you can put down a face and the face can be anything. Oh, but then the face, like if you want to take the face away when it's already on the board, you have to replace it with what that would be. Do you know what I mean? So yeah. You can't just, and then you can take it and you have to use it immediately to be anything. And then you win when you don't have any tiles left.
What if you lose because someone talks?
No, you can talk, but people aren't. It's not like soccer. Just like, you just can't like, there's just no point in talking. You're not on teams. You could be like, oh, no wheeling and woof, dealing. That's tough. This number I have is
tough. I feel
tough.
Like I've seen those tiles because I remember the faces. Mm-hmm.
You remember,
the
faces.
It is an old game. Yeah, you can play with cards.
That was very good. People really liked your explanation of it. And I think we're going to speed it up in post.
Yeah, just to make more time.
I think that we will, just to make more time.
Okay, I approve. I approve.
Okay. So that would be your number one game. No?
I guess that would be my favorite game. I forgot about that game. I love that game.
And then clue number two?
Yes.
Or the House of?
A House of the Betrayal of the House on the Hill.
Whoa.
The House on the Betrayal of the Hill.
Does that involve cards and boards?
It involves a hill and a house.
In a hill. Jeez.
It's in a box. It comes out of a box.
Okay, so let's...
Can you explain it enthusiastically?
That'll be our sponsor for today, after Tums. Tums in the House on the Hill. Wow. in the woods.
We're going to be rolling in it.
Okay, so here we go. So this first game, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, this first game is called Cotton Candy Chicken Nuggets. It's submitted by Elizabeth Goki from Madison, Wisconsin. Take it away with the theme song. Hey! Wow. Whoa.
Cotton candy, chicken nuggets. That's what I have in my purse. It's cotton candy, chicken nuggets. That's what I got in my purse. I don't know what rhymes with purse.
Well, Rachel, what do you have any ideas for what rhymes with purse?
I mean, there's nurse.
Nurse.
But I don't. I guess it would send me to the hospital if I ate cotton candy chicken nuggets.
Hearse.
And it would send me to my grave after they decide that they can't revive me. True.
Terse.
This could have been a shorter song. Cutting my life short.
Worse.
Yeah.
I couldn't make this song any better.
Well, all right. So callers compete to come up with the best four-word phrase that can be sung to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme song. If Manolo likes their song, he gives them a cowabunga. If he doesn't like, then they get shell-shocked.
Huh?
So do you guys know the theme song of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I don't.
How does it go?
Oh, I know how it goes.
How?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in a Half Shell, Turtle Power.
Oh, so it's cotton candy, chicken nuggets, cotton candy, chicken nuggets,
cotton candy, chicken nuggets,
Turtles in a Half Shell.
Yeah, cotton power.
Some things
power,
don't change.
Cotton power.
Okay, great. Okay, so that's what it is. So You really gotta, get in there. Okay, so would you like to start or would you like to hear some people's?
I think I'd like to hear the folks do it.
Yep. This is Roxanne from Louisville, Kentucky. Roxanne, you're on the line with Manolo, Rachel, and myself.
Joe Firestone.
Roxanne?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Roxanne. What's going on?
Yes. Not much. How are you?
Roxanne, really, here's the deal, is we take your call and then you kind of like, you kind of splash us with, you know what I mean, your action, you know what I mean? So like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, what's going on? You give me something like my house is on fire or something, kind of like I just learned to roller skate, something action packed. You know what I mean? Keeping the ratings up.
Oh, did you read my bio?
No, I did. I'm trying to host a show here. You think I got time to read your bio? Dude, why don't you tell me?
I had something about the circus in there. I thought that would be exciting.
Oh. Tell us what's going on. So I said, what's going on? You say, what? Circus. I'm going to the circus.
Uh-huh. I'm part of the circus in Kentucky, and I teach and also coach at the circus.
What do you do?
Aerial stuff. So like silks, rope, pole, trapeze.
Wow, that's amazing.
Lyra.
What's the last one?
I think that's it. It's like a big hoop that is suspended from the ceiling.
Yeah, I've seen the hoop.
Wow.
Hoop.
I have friends who do silks.
You do that in shoes?
No.
Okay.
What do you mean, like hoop shoes?
Yeah, I was thinking about hoop shoes.
What do they
what
look
is
like?
A hoop shoe?
You know exactly what a hoop shoe is.
I have no idea.
Rachel, you
explain
know.
Explain to Rachel what a hoop shoe is.
Rachel, you know what a
no
hoop shoe
way.
Is.
What is that?
Come Roxanne. On.
Sometimes in socks, if they have little grippies.
Oh, little grippy socks. That's not a shoe, though.
Yeah, but a hoop shoe.
It's like a boot with a hook on it.
No, it's a hoop shoe.
It's a shoe that for basketball? Hooping shoes? Hoop shoes?
Elves wear them.
They're high tops.
Oh, the little curl at the
hoop
end?
Hoop shoes.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you wearing little bell shoes like elves do?
No.
They'd be great for the
suspended
hoop.
That could be good.
Hoop.
Think about it. Suggest it, maybe.
I wish I was.
To the crew next time.
Okay, so Roxanne,
add that to your repertoire, hoop shoes.
Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Hoop Shoe. Go ahead.
Wait, does it have to be hoop shoe related?
No.
Okay. Chocolate syrup in my coffee. Chocolate syrup in my coffee. Gonna drink it. Caffeine.
Okay. That was beautiful.
Caffeine power.
Okay,
that
was really, really good. Okay, but I don't know, Manolo, are you gonna give Roxanne a cowabunga, or you gonna get her shell shocked?
Cowabunga.
Nice. Okay, if you custom magnet, you get a custom magnet.
You get
sponsored
a custom magnet sponsored by Tums. Tums. They're sometimes yellow and sometimes they're pink.
Ew.
Okay. Thank you so much, Rachel. Very
white.
Helpful. Goodbye, Roxanne. Sometimes they're yellow and sometimes they're pink.
They are different colors.
Ooh,
okay.
Why? To indicate what?
I don't know.
Okay. Well,
I mean,
there
I guess there's
go.
Not much to do with.
No,
chalk,
I mean
tablets.
No, they do taste like chalk. Mm. They do taste like powder and a little bit of fruit.
But in a good way. You know, like yellow. Mm. Is that banana?
Hmm.
Listen,
that's a good point. I'm not sure what the yellow
point.
Is.
It's a good point. And that's something that we're going to have to ask our sponsor, our pink and yellow sponsor. But let's talk to another caller. This is one of my enemies, Sam from Austin, Texas. Yes, he's a child, but boy,
hello.
Is he hard. Yeah, hello.
Hello, friend.
No.
Oh.
No.
That's a Texas accent.
Don't you dare call
classic
in with
Texan.
A fake British accent, Sam.
I'm not. It's just a thing.
What? What did you say to me?
It's an infliction.
Me and my friends say it to each other a ton. Hello, friend.
Mm. Uh-huh. An inside joke.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Sam. Okay, so Sam, obviously you're one of the enemies of the show, despite the fact that are you 13 now or still 12?
I am still 12.
All right.
Sadly.
Nice. Okay. Sam.
You've been 12 for a while.
The cool info?
What? Who's that? What are you doing?
There's a lot of noise back there.
I'm going to be in a feature film.
Oh. You're going to be in a feature film. Okay, is that your
in
submission? I'm going to be
what
in...
Alex put...
What? Sam?
Alex put, like, details with...
I didn't read these things.
It's in the bio.
Okay, these bios are very... Okay.
Then what's the point of Alex taking down bios?
Okay,
that's
so you're...
True.
You're
well, either way, I'm going to be in a feature film, and I don't know, it should be coming like in, I don't know, probably October.
Is it
that's just a guess.
Is it a Marvel movie?
No, I can tell you that. All I can tell you, frankly, is that It's a movie about the 1969 moon landing of Apollo 11, but it's told from a child's eye.
Okay.
Are you?
Yeah, that's all I can tell you because I signed an NDA.
Well, you're not. I don't think you're supposed to tell us anything.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't know this much, but I'm intrigued.
Are you?
No. Rick. Mr. Linklater's already released that part.
Are you the child?
No, I am a child.
He's the astronaut.
And I'm a character. I'm a character. I can say that.
Okay, you're a character. That seems.
I have lines.
Yeah. We thought maybe you were scenery.
I thought you were going to be the moon. Okay. Hey, Sam, have you heard of Hoop Shoes?
Please stop talking from there.
Who said what?
No, because he doesn't want to.
Oh, right. Okay.
Because of the NDA.
Unrelated. Have you heard of Hoop Shoes?
Just moon boots.
No, it sounds like the thing from 2001, A Space Odyssey, that spins around.
Okay. Okay, thanks for your perspective. Okay, so Sam.
Well, we're excited for you.
We are excited for you. We hope you get very, very famous very, very quickly. Like,
and you're a singer, too. Aren't you a singer?
Close friends, and you're my close friends. So, I mean.
What? Sam, aww. I actively tried to trash you the minute you called in.
That's the kind of friends he has.
I know, and I'm 33 years old. I shouldn't be doing that to a 12-year-old, but look at me. And you consider me your close friend. All right. So thanks a lot, Sam. Okay. So if you go ahead, Teenage Mutant Ninja Hoop Shoes.
This is now Dr. Bonding Show.
Thank you so much. Yes, of course it is.
Oh, I forgot to tell Rachel.
Yes.
Yeah, Rachel, I am a member in the hierarchy of saboteurs.
Okay, so Rachel, yes. Okay, so there is a group of people that want Dr. Game Show to fail, and it's almost like,
I don't. It's just more funny if we like make up a game.
So it's super funny, and I get a kick out of it every week. I think that's really fun.
Seems like it.
And so Sam is one of
that's
the youth recruits.
Oh, yeah, likes it. Yeah. Likes it, so.
That's fun.
Yeah,
we're all just here to please go.
Oh, yeah. That's sweet,
Rachel. I encourage you to join.
No,
contact me about membership. You can reach
membership
out to me.
Membership is free and self-activated.
I love that. Do I get a little member card?
Say, I'm a member of the Saboteurs, and you become a member of the Saboteurs.
Oh my gosh, that's, cheaper than the Met. that sounds incredible. Thank you.
Think about it.
International, right? Maybe if I join in, I can start getting us some discounts places.
Yeah, you get a discount on noodles.
Can I plug and my other podcast?
What?
Can I plug my podcast?
What?
Okay.
Oh, what is it?
It better sound like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'll say that.
Cool Kids Fantasy Football Podcast. We talk about fantasy football from a child perspective. Cool Kids Fantasy Podcast.
All right.
Wow.
Yep. That's that seems pretty good. What do you think, Manol? You give it a cowbunga? Sam plugging his own podcast on our airtime.
I had a prepared one.
Oh, okay. Okay. What is it?
Elephant eating potato chips. Elephant eating potato chips. Elephant eating potato chips. Chips are yummy in my tummy.
Elephants eating potato chips?
Elephants eating potato chips.
You gotta admit, that's pretty funny to think about.
And chips are yummy in my tummy.
And, okay, that's so true. He's the elephant. That's another thing
I love
to
chips.
Think about.
That's a weakness
that's nice.
Of mine.
What would you say?
It doesn't even match the syllables. And
I mean, Sam is a saboteur, and it seems as though that's exactly what he's done.
Sam, I can't reward you for not getting the syllables.
No,
right.
No, there's not a syllable limit. There's a word limit.
Whoa. The energy is tense.
You said you needed to come up with four words.
It's not a four words. Limit. It's syllabic. It's a syllabic game.
Eating potato chip.
Whoa.
Four
cotton.
Words.
Laying it down.
Elephant. Cotton. I'm all about the physics of a sentence.
Manolo, you are fired.
Samuel. He does have that power.
He does have that power. Sorry, Manolo, Samuel, you are fired.
You're breaking the contract.
Wow, Sam, I can't believe it.
I'm going to tell the studio.
I can't believe it.
Yes.
Rachel, did you like the elephants eating potatoes?
You know, I loved it. I'm sitting over here thinking about an elephant with that big old trunk grabbing a tiny little potato chip. That's comedy, baby. That's hilarious. I see that on a TV show. I'm rolling around laughing. You get two big fat cowabungas, baby. I don't know that I'm authorized to give two fat cowabungas, but
and
I'm giving them.
That's how you win the podcast.
Nice.
Wow. Thanks, Sam. Really stirred
you
things
just want
up here.
Those noodle
Goodbye,
discounts.
Sam.
I'm trying to get those podcast discounts.
Wow, that was the most fiery and controversial call we've ever had.
He came to play.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Eating potato chips.
Wow, elephants eating potato chips. Yummy in my tummy.
That was good. Which was brought to you by Tums.
Well,
Tums in a little blue bottle.
That's pretty good.
Interesting.
I can't believe, pretty cool that we're both in our 30s and we host a podcast for children where we get in fights with children.
I think it's cool.
My dream.
Yes, it's can you tell we're doing well?
Yes.
Oh boy, wow. This was incredible. Okay. People are telling you to rest in peace, Manolo.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's because I'm in a hearse.
Incredible work. Okay. So do you want to take a shot at it?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Remember the rules. Two syllables each.
In what?
Well, technically.
It needs to be.
It is the best four-word phrase that can be sung to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But some people pronounce it Teenage.
Teenage
elephants.
Teenage
Mutant Ninja Turtles.
So that's elephant eating potato chips.
Elephant eating
potato chips.
See
elephants eating potato chips.
Even as a French person, you can't make it work.
Do you know that this used to be a radio show and there's like the chance that somebody could be driving home and turn on the radio and hear you say elephants eating potato chips. And that's what they'd hear on the radio.
I'm sorry.
I'm a Jersey turnpike.
Wow. This is a really incredible thing. Wow. People are truly so. Wow, this is special. Okay, you got one?
Oh, okay.
So that could be sung to the song implies matching syllables, kind of.
Okay.
Hard to say how to get that cowabunga. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just spelled it out.
All right, I got. Okay. Right. Grandma with a little baby. Grandma with a little baby. I don't know the tune. Grandma with a little baby. The baby is sick.
And then you have to say something power.
Oh, the baby is saying power to it. I don't know how it goes. I never watched the Mutant Turtles.
Wow. You never watched the Mutant Turtles?
I didn't.
Because you're busy replaying that Zelda sampler.
Gosh. Too busy replaying Zelda samples.
Oh, wow. That was a very special thing. You get the cowabunga?
Yeah. Mm. It was a lot better than Celebrity Sam from Texas.
Well, let's see. We're going to talk to, we'll talk to Eleanor from Spokane, Washington. Eleanor is 14 and has a trumpet lesson today. Eleanor, how are you?
I am doing pretty okay.
So, Eleanor, we really had a hostile time with the last preteen we spoke to, just putting that on the record.
Yeah, I will do my best to be a lot better.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so you're not a saboteur.
Yes, I'm not that.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow, Eleanor, a trumpet player.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay, do you have one?
I was thinking, how about like, flying donkey on a rainbow, flying donkey on a rainbow, flying donkey rainbow. On the rainbow. I don't know how the rest of the song goes.
And then something power. Okay. Wait, you have to say something power.
Oh, yeah, something power.
What?
So it goes turtles in a half shell, turtle power. So what would that be for donkeys on a rainbow?
I don't know how the song goes.
Donkeys on a rainbow, donkey power.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, that checks out. That really does check out. Wow. What do you think, Manolo?
That was good imagery, and it matched, and it was fun.
Wow, really?
So I'll say cowabunga.
Ooh.
Wow.
Take that, Sam.
Yeah. Wow, Sam is really, honestly, Sam is beyond us. He's a movie star now, but yeah. Okay. Okay, Eleanor, really good job. You're getting a custom magnet sponsored by you.
Congratulations. On your custom magnet. That was an it. Oh, unless you want a custom maggot.
Yeah.
Joe, can we do that?
Yeah, we'll paint it.
Okay, special maggot just for you.
Okay.
And if you eat it, make sure it'll follow it with some Tums.
Yeah.
Yes, Tums. Wow. Tums.
Tums.
Tums, the medicine of tomorrow. Goodbye.
Wow.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay, wow. Eleanor really showed us that that we have friends. We have friends that are young. We're gonna talk to one more kiddo, Becky from Spokane. I have a feeling they're in the same room. Becky?
Yeah.
Are you in the same room as Eleanor?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, so are you guys are either, what would you say? Would you guys say you're friends or sisters?
Sisters. Yeah.
Who's older?
Paul?
Yeah. Becky, you're obviously 9.
Oh. Do you play an instrument?
Yeah.
Hey Becky, what would you say is hoop shoes?
Huh?
Okay, thanks so much, Becky. Okay, so Becky, if you could just give us a little Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Whoa.
What? Are you an EDM DJ?
That's good.
So you need a word for teenage? And then mutant.
Oh,
yeah.
Ketchup on my spicy taco. Ketchup power.
What did you say? ketchup power?
On my spicy taco. Yeah.
Wow. Ketchup power.
That's good.
Wow.
Ketchup on my spicy taco.
Mm.
Now you're speaking my language.
Yeah. His eyes got really wide. He got excited.
Yeah, I didn't eat breakfast yet, and I think that's what I want.
Mm-hmm. Ketchup power. What do you think?
I'll give it a cowabunga.
Wow, Becky, incredible job! You're getting a custom magnet sponsored by who? Could be Tums.
Could be Tums.
Could be Tums.
Could be Tums, or could it be Pepto-Bismol? Wait, no, it's Tums. That's what the bottle says, Tums. It's probably not Pepto-Bismol, but you gotta check first.
Bismol.
Goodbye, Bismol. Becky. All right.
Bye.
Ketchup on a spicy taco. That's gonna come to me in my dreams.
I think that's good. That's kind of like milk.
What?
You know?
You take your time in explaining that over the course of the next 20 minutes.
It's kind of like, you know, milk when you drink it for spice. Mm. So ketchup is like milk.
You think ketchup is like
the
milk
mystery
for
part
spice?
Of the episode that you mentioned?
Ketchup is milk.
Like milk.
Ketchup is milk.
For spice.
Yeah.
It's the spice of liquids.
Ketchup is...
Pepto-Bismol. Okay, so this is Cheeses of Nazareth. It's submitted by Jeff Price from Toronto, Canada. Take it away.
Sure, fine. All right. I'll do that.
Okay.
What was it again? Oh, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth. I can't wait to go to church now.
Yay!
Okay, so here's how this works. Thunderclap, lightning round. You will make up a funny name for a cheesemaker from the Pennsylvania Cheese Guild, which is real. Mm-hmm. Like Cheeses of Nazareth. You get a custom magnet if both Manolo deems it authentically Pennsylvanian and Joe would eat your cheese. Your time starts now. It's a lightning round. Very exciting.
So wait, it has to be a pun or something?
I would say a pun would be helpful. Yeah.
Oh, also Pennsylvanian.
I would say do your best. Mm. Okay, so let's see. We're doing lightning round. Let's start from with Max in Kingston, Ontario. Mm. Max.
Oh no.
Go. Lightning.
What am I doing?
Light cheese, Pennsylvania. Go.
Make a Pennsylvania cheese.
Pennsylvania cheese.
Sure.
Pennsylvania cheese?
That's the cheese?
Sounds delicious. Sounds great.
Has it got the shape?
Max!
Pennsylvania shape.
Is it the Pennsylvania shape?
Guys, lightning round.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, fast.
Okay.
No, it's like Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Oh,
Pennsylvania cheese is like Philadelphia.
Okay, Max. Oh.
Philadelphia cream cheese. Yeah.
Way to start us off on a strong note, Max. Really good with Pennsylvania cheese.
So that's taken.
Okay. You got a custom magnet. I'd eat it. Goodbye. Wow. This is really.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. It feels like that. Okay. There we go. Let's talk to Maggie in Hallsville, Texas.
Ooh.
Maggie,
today.
I know.
Yeah, I love
it. Maggie, are you there?
Hi.
Hi. Go for it. Go.
Yeah, hi.
Go.
Oh, no.
Go for it.
Rachel, can you, identify a Texan?
No, go.
Like
no, go.
Like a Texas spirit.
Jeez. Yeah, I can tell it. I could tell.
Pennsylvania. Go.
Is this a typical Texan?
Go. Yeah, but she sounds like a real typical Texan.
I don't know.
Yeah, I can hear it. You're a little nervous. You don't know what cheese is. They don't have it in the grocery stores in Texas. They kind of removed all of it from
Maggie,
us.
Maggie,
you remember the cheese cavades when they took all the cheese out of the stores? Maggie, you remember?
Cheese.
Name a cheese if you can, if you've seen one on TV or something. But I know you haven't tasted it with your mouth.
Classic Texan.
Classic Texans,
know.
We've never tasted cheese.
Yeah, just so you know, Pennsylvania cheese is taken.
Yep. You can't use that. Hurry up.
Okay, so Pennsylvania cheese is taken.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Oh no, I'm so bad at puns.
Maggie!
So far,
this is a lightning round!
Pennsylvania cheese is not a pun. I hope you're not thinking it is.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Maggie.
All your listeners hate being picked.
I have to let you go. Goodbye, Maggie. Think about it.
Goodbye.
Think about it. Okay, we can't let people just, this is crazy. Okay, we're gonna, okay. Amy
next time,
from Morristown, New Jersey.
Oh.
Amy.
All right. Hi.
Amy.
Hi.
Go. Who's it?
Remember Penny.
Penny?
Penny's
hi.
Okay.
Hi, Penny.
Yeah.
Amy, Penny.
Jesus.
Pennsylvania cheese was taken.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Wilkes
camembert. Like Wilkes bear, but camembert.
What's camembert?
Camembert
is a cheese.
Wilkes camembert. That's the first official entry in this game besides Pennsylvania cheese.
All right. Cowabunga.
No. Okay, you get it. You get the custom magnet. Amy, good job.
Magnet.
Tums. Goodbye.
So wait, does this mean I have to know what cheeses are?
What? No. Yes. Yes, that would help.
Okay.
You know cheese.
You really just have to say that if it's authentically Pennsylvanian.
Okay.
Authentic.
Okay, let's talk to Cedric from St. George, Vermont.
Ooh.
Okay, let's see. Oh, Cedric, are you there? Cedric.
Hello?
Hi, Cedric.
Can you hear me?
Yes, of course we can.
Hi. Here's my proposal.
Yeah.
Bree Mar.
Oh. Like Bryn Mawr.
As in Bryn Mawr.
Ooh, cowabunga. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, cowabunga.
Okay. All right. You got two cowabungas. Thanks, Cedric. You get a custom magnet.
Whoa. Nice.
Yay,
dude.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
That's going to be awesome.
Wow. Okay. So
in the mail.
Okay. So again, really, you guys are really taking it with the cowabunga. And that's fine. That's fine. And Rachel, you've become a judge.
Oh, no, I just, I feel like that's what I was just trying to encourage him.
Okay.
Wait, what did you say? You become a drug?
A drug?
Judge.
A judge.
Because everyone's addicted.
Sure.
All right. Yeah, okay, we're talking to Griffin in Los Angeles. Griffin, what's your Pennsylvania cheese?
Hello. My cheese is Lake Erie.
Oh. Okay.
Cowabunga.
Okay, well, that's okay.
Rachel?
Yeah. Cowabunga. Cowabunga.
Okay, we got two cowabungas. Cowabung me.
We got cowabunged.
You got bunged.
Okay, thanks, Griff.
Bunga bunga.
Okay.
Bung bung bung.
Bung bung. Bung.
All right, so I'm just going to quickly hang up on, I just wanted to review really quickly.
What,
so,
you just have like a cool, like, kind of like
cowabunga. Yeah, cowabunga. Cute.
Okay, so again, this is lightning round. So when you guys,
yes.
Okay, yeah, great.
It's a love language.
This is, it's quick.
Okay, great.
People like bungas.
Okay, yeah. Thanks so much. Okay, let's talk to Jonathan in Austin, Texas. Jonathan.
Ooh, another Texan.
Hey.
Hey, hey, Joe. Hey, Manolo. Hey, Rachel.
Howdy.
I hope y'all are having a good day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cheese me.
Do the thing. Yeah. Cheddar than the Patriots from a few years ago when Philadelphia beat the Patriots, and so they're better.
Uh huh.
Cheddar in the Super. That's what I got. It's not. That's what I got.
Yeah. Cowabunga.
Yeah, cowabunga.
Yeah.
A cowabunga to you,
sir. Yeah, that's
sir.
Cowabungs.
Okay. Okay, that's cowabungs.
Yeah, that's cowabungs.
Right. Okay,
this
Jonathan.
This thing's got cowabungs.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
You
okay.
got cowabunga in your hair because okay. it's so cool. Jonathan.
Okay.
Austin.
That means like
Texas.
Did you know that okay. environmental?
You ever been to the state fair?
Okay, I did hang up on
it. No. It's a really good fair.
Okay. That's I'm happy. So happy
it's
for
very
you.
Cowabunga.
I think we are going to move on. We really have departed from this game.
No.
You want to keep playing this game. You want to keep playing Unga Bunga.
I have Bunga Bunga. Unga Bunga cheese game is pretty good.
Yeah, you want to keep playing Unga Bunga cheese game.
Cheese game. Cheese.
I don't want to. It's it
give
just
me a
seems
square.
Like it's
because it's cheese. Come on. That's,
what?
Give me a square.
Yeah,
because it's cheese. Because it's a square cheese.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know where a cheese comes from?
Do you?
From a cowabunga udder.
Oh, clap it up.
Yeah, I guess.
I liked it.
Thank you.
Are those claps okay? Or is this bad? Or will it mess with the sound?
When I clap, it's like this because my sleeves are up over my hands.
Sound. Someone's a Foley artist.
All right, we're going to move on. Okay, so
this is when someone stepping
thank
up.
Thank you so much.
Carpet in the stairs.
Okay, glad you guys are really hitting it off. Okay, so this last game, before we do it, a word from our sponsors.
Fine. Tums.
Okay, this
Tums. Man, yeah. Tums, do you have some? Check your pockets. Oh, you don't? Wait, look again. There they are.
Ta-da.
Tums. Tums, they'll show up in your pockets. Joe, you like it. Joe, that's your favorite one.
It truly seems like everyone we've talked to is Sam from Austin, Texas. Okay, so we are in a movie about the moon from the children's perspective.
Spoiler!
I know, I signed an NDA too. Okay. Well, people are on the message board really are trying their best. They're saying like Philly cheese curd, Liberty Brie.
Cowabunga. Oh, cowabunga.
Somebody just said hubba hubba. Pumpkin hat.
Cowabunga.
What? Don't really know that one.
Cowabunga.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay.
Those are big time bungas.
Okay. So this is, these are big time bungas. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Dr. Game Show is supported in part by Warby Parker.
That's true.
You got Warby Parker glasses, right?
I have two pairs.
Yeah.
And I wear both of them to bed.
What?
Not at the same time.
Oh, you wear glasses to bed?
Yeah, to get back and forth from the maze that is the bathroom to my bedroom.
I like the Warby Parker. I got a couple pairs of Warby Parker glasses myself.
Yeah, you have one for driving.
Yeah.
And what, not driving?
No, just driving. Driving at night. An old woman that drives at night. That's me with my Warby Parker glasses.
That's a Goosebumps story.
Yeah.
Do you like your pairs?
Yeah, I do like mine. They feel very fashionable.
Me too. I always get compliments on them.
Well, you're a fashionable guy.
Yep.
Warby Parker makes glasses that start at $95, including prescription lenses. Lenses include anti-glare and anti-scratch coatings for when your friend wants to scratch your eyeglasses.
Check out their free home try-on program. Order 5 pairs of glasses and try them on for free for 5 days. There is no obligation to buy. They ship free and include a prepaid return shipping label. Head to warbyparker.com/gameshow to take the quiz and order your free home try-on.
And introducing Scout by Warby Parker. Comfortable, breathable, and affordable daily contact lenses made from a super moist material that resists drying for lasting hydration and comfort.
Like a well-made bundt cake.
Put that bundt cake in your eyes. Order a trial pack that includes 6 days worth of bundt cakes, contacts, for only $5, and then receive $5 off your next Warby Parker order.
Learn more at warbyparker.com/gameshow.
This is your captain with an update from the flight deck. We'll be reaching Max Fun Drive on March 16th. That's right on time. As a reminder, Max Fun Drive runs for just 2 weeks, and it's the best time of year to support the podcasts you love. If you look towards the front, you'll see your favorite hosts with special bonus content and lovely thank you gifts for new and upgrading monthly members. Now, sit back, relax, and catch up on your favorite Max Fun shows now so you can listen to the new episodes releasing March 16th. And thanks again for choosing Maximum Fun.
All right, Adam, Maximum Fun wants us to record like a promo to tell people that they should listen to The Greatest Generation. You want to do that?
No, I am tired of all the extra work. I just wanted to talk about Star Trek with my friend.
I think it would be good to like try and get some new listeners by appealing to the audiences of other shows. Like this will only take a minute or two. It could be good for us.
We sit down for an hour every week and talk about a Star Trek episode and make a bunch of idiotic fart jokes about it. It's embarrassing. If it got out that we made this show, I think it would make us unemployable.
Adam, I have bad news for you. We have tens of thousands of listeners at MaximumFun.org.
Oh my God. I think I'm going to throw up.
The Greatest Generation, a Star Trek podcast by a couple of guys who are a little bit embarrassed to have a Star Trek podcast. Every Monday on MaximumFun.org.
I'm really going to be sick.
So this last game is called Small Tiny. It's submitted by Ben Voth from Wichita, Kansas. It's last episode's winner. Take it away.
What's it called again? Sorry. I wasn't listening.
What were you doing?
I was thinking.
Okay.
I was like all the papers in front of me are like flat, except for the one on the bottom that was wrinkly. And I was like, oh, that took the brunt of whatever happened. Anyway.
What would you do, Rachel, in this situation?
If I had a crumply paper?
No, not if you had a crumply paper. No.
I'd whip up the paper iron.
Yeah. Paper iron. It'll get your paper right straight.
No.
It'll straighten that paper right out.
And out to work you go with flat paper.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
Ready to start my day.
People on the message board are just saying things like Chumbawamba Pumpkin. And I don't understand why. I feel like I'm the only one still holding on here.
Chumbawamba Pumpkin. Oh, like Cowabunga?
I couldn't tell you if that's what that's like.
I bet it's kind of a transformation. You know how when memes kind of move along and they change? So they're kind of taking liberties. I respect it. Thank you, community. Yeah. I really love what you're doing in there. Yeah.
You could look it up on knowyourbunga.com.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
That website exists.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
What's it look like?
What? http://www.knowyourbunga.com www.knowyourbunga.com. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. Courier font.
And then it's got, yeah, courier. And then it's got, you know, your mouse will click wherever it wants to go. Mm. Home, about, shop.
What can you buy?
You could buy a shirt.
Check out.
You could buy a shirt or a hoodie.
What's it say?
Or a mug.
What's it say?
Bungalicious. And variations on that.
All right. Some people are saying hubba bunga.
Yes.
Do you know your bunga?
That's good.
Okay. Thanks
those
a lot.
Are gonna, and I want to let everyone know those will be products on the website soon. Mm. We'll be selling those soon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, also, coming to a bunga near you. Yeah,
we're going to be selling those and going out of business at the same time. Uh-huh.
Opening and closing in the same day.
Are you my bunga? Cowtunga.
Ooh.
Wow. Really, thanks a lot, everybody.
Are you my bunga?
Really helpful.
A Dr. Seuss book.
All right.
The sequel.
I thought that was a reality show.
You could have sang the theme song 16 times in this span of time.
What was the name of
Small
it?
Small Tiny.
Oh. I didn't realize either.
Let's see. Small Tiny.
I'm so mad at you. I'm so mad at you. I could walk out of this.
So all I could have done that 16 times.
Okay, so right. This is... All right. Okay, here's how this game works. Small Tiny, the arch rival to the band Big Huge, which is the band that makes our theme song, is working on their next project, an album of cover songs, except all lyrics are the opposite of the original song. Your job is to come up with the best song ideas. Each round, a player will choose a song and sing it using opposite lyrics. The other players will try to guess the original song name and artist. If it is guessed correctly, the singer gets a custom magnet. Play until you have a full album. Example, okay, yeah, here's an example. Here's an example. Stay and shush, stay and shush. Don't mother, don't mother. Stay and shush. Okay, so that's twist and shout.
Oh.
Wait, stay is the opposite of twist?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and then you said, do, dad?
Mother.
Oh.
Come on. Don't. Come on. Come on. Don't. Baby, mother.
Uh-huh.
Oh, baby,
stay
mother.
And shush.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
Okay. So.
I'm just understanding the game now. Now I get it.
Mm. Oh, I got one. Do stay running away. Towards air, fly up.
What?
Don't go chasing waterfalls, of course.
Oh, okay.
Opposite of falls is fly up, obviously.
Oh. Okay, so yeah, we're really on a good streak.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, we're going to talk to some people. We're going to talk to Sammy in Saratoga Springs, New York. Sammy, are you there?
Oh, boy.
Our listeners don't like any of these games.
Truly.
They just call in to hang out.
I think so.
No, this is just a really stressful game. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to think of something, but I think I have one.
You wish you had Pennsylvania cheese.
Because that one really was a doozy.
Yeah, I was going to say Liberty Brie.
Cowabunga.
Cowabunga.
No, we're moving on. We're moving on from cowabungs.
Bungee.
No, bungee. Right. Okay, so.
Booga pumpkin patty.
No,
yes! Yes, go off.
Yes. Okay.
Are we still playing that, by the way?
No.
In a way, yes. Oh, okay. In a way, it never ends.
We never played Ooga Booga Pumpkin Pie.
Pumpkin Pie.
No, Pumpkin Patch. Not
yeah,
pumpkin
it's Patch.
Pot.
That's kind of... It's okay. Joe okay. doesn't really know the canon.
Okay.
It's okay. Don't worry. We get it. Go ahead.
Right. Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a little... This is hard, but this is probably a really tricky game, but I'm going to give it my best.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. You weren't honest with you, and I don't know when. So you didn't make up your mind. Can I just skip to the chorus?
Yes.
Yes, yes, that's fine.
Okay. Papa Pia, here you stop again. You.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We really do love the chorus.
That's good.
Wow.
Oh.
Papa Pia.
Papa Pia.
Oh.
Here you stop again.
Papa Pia, Papa Pia.
Papa Pia.
The opposite of Papapia is...
What? That's the opposite of Papapia.
Yeah. What would you say? What would you say?
I mean, you know what it is, Rach, right?
I do.
I don't.
What would you say?
I know Mamma Mia.
Wait,
that's what it is.
Is Mamma Mia?
Is that the name of the song?
Yeah, yes. That's the name of the song.
They say Mamma Mia like 700 times,
over and over.
Is that like the ABBA song?
That's why it is ABBA.
Okay. Yeah. I just never heard this.
Manolo,
song.
You gotta really have more confidence in yourself.
Pia, you knew it.
I was thinking Papa Pia, Papa Pia,
Manolo,
Papa
Pia, I was let really me go. Proud of you.
Oh.
Wait, oh.
What?
Yeah, oh. You did it right. You did it right. Sammy, you got it. You got it. You got it.
You
Sammy, you got it. Okay, goodbye.
Sammy, got so it. Much. Good luck.
Okay. Congratulations.
Cowabunga.
Cowabunga.
Okay, we're talking to Aubrey, who's calling from London, who's making spring rolls. Aubrey?
Hey.
Hey, Aubrey. Did you eat the spring rolls?
Hi, I'm making spring rolls. Yeah, for the first time.
Huh?
It's exciting stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it crunchy or crispy, or are you just going to make it soggy?
Yeah, deep fried.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Fried,
okay. Crunchy.
Not just the see-through wet ones.
Oh, I hate those. Those are the worst.
No.
I don't know why people eat those.
I like them, actually.
Really? Yeah. A lot of people like them.
All right. If you really could just get to the song.
It's like eating the driest intestines.
Oh, but it's kind of nice. It's a little wet.
Aubrey, if you just get into that song, we can stop talking about how wet these rolls are.
These ones won't be wet. These are going to be crispy, right, Aubs?
They're my favorite.
I wanted to tell you, like, for the previous game, the way that I introduce myself to people is I say, or how they can remember my name, is if you forgot about some cheese you had in the fridge, and then you open the fridge and you're like, Brie. That's how you remember me.
Love it.
That's how you...
I love that, Aubrey.
I'll never forget. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Did you hear about the...
Chumbawamba.
No, did you hear about the cheese shop that exploded on Bedford Ave?
Is this a joke or is this a news story?
Debris was everywhere.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I keep getting more mad at you. The level of anger is raising the bar.
Chumbawamba pumpkin patch.
No Chumbawanga pumpkin patch.
That one nailed it. No your bunga. Nice.
Aubrey, what is your song?
Good luck, Jay Frosty.
Okay, so I was trying to figure it out, but I ran out of time, so I'm just going to go for it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I don't believe I can sit. No. I don't believe I can touch the ground.
Oh, I see.
Forget about it every day and night.
Okay.
Close my eyes and...
This song is solutionistic.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. He had a grand finale.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go to your grand finale. I always interrupt these songs.
It's true. You just get excited.
That was it. Sorry, there's no finale.
Could you just sing the last few notes?
Forget about it every day and night. Close my eyes and get fried. I believe I can sit.
Okay, thank you.
I could sit.
You've got to get this.
Really, you do have a beautiful voice. And you close your eyes and have a fright? Is that the...
I think so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, that was to rhyme. But all of the beginning of it was like just opposites.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. What do we think?
I believe
Cowabunga.
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 Okay.
Yay.
Well, that's really not the game, but I guess you got a magnet. No one even guessed the song.
Good choice in spring roll approach.
Okay. So,
tasty spring roll.
Ah, Brie. Okay. So thanks so much for calling in. Pretty sure we didn't guess the song, but we just said cowabunga. But thank you. You're getting a custom magnet.
Yes.
And if those spring rolls don't work out, you always have Tums.
Tums. You can eat them for dinner. Tums, it's a meal.
Good luck, stomach.
Okay, so we're going to talk to Will in Athens, Georgia. Will, are you there?
Howdy.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Hi, Will.
Hello, Will. Now what?
Sorry.
No.
Oh, what am I? Oh, I have to sing, right.
Firstly, what do you have on your bio? I'm just curious.
Will's bio, it looks like, says... that he just ate a chocolate croissant and he's 17.
Heck yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it from a coffee shop?
It was from like a farmer's market.
Oh, even better.
Wow.
I'm glad I asked.
From a local bakery.
Oh, yeah. Support local businesses.
Did it smell when you walked by? Like, did it have that bakery aroma, or was it just like, you know, just sitting there?
No, it wasn't outside. It was outside, so it was like open air, and no.
Well,
it was like a stand. It was like a stall thing.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, so they're not baking out
of
the stall.
I don't know if you know this, but with Tums, time is money, or Tums is mumsy. So I need you to really get to the song. Okay, I want you to really come in strong. We have had actually
come in strong.
We've had
oh, that was good.
No, okay. So we've had I'd say two good callers, and it's been an hour. Okay, so I need you to really stand up for your generation. Okay,
you're doing great.
Okay, I got it.
Nice.
Talk tick on the power glass. DJ makes my speakers quiet. This morning, we will be peaceful until we see the moon rise. Talk tick. How about that?
Rachel, you know it.
Yeah, I know it. It's TikTok.
Oh, there we go. Really good.
TikTok, baby.
Really good.
I thought I might trick Kesha. You.
You did a good trick. You tricked us good.
That's the opposite.
Well, I hate to say it, but cowabungie, okay?
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Calabungie.
You get a cowabungit.
You're a bungvert.
Okay.
Joseph bungvert?
Please don't call me a bungvert.
You're a bungvert.
I don't want to be a bungvert.
Yeah. Everyone wants to be bungverted. Into the bungverse.
Okay.
Bungaverse.
Okay, let's, we're going to talk to Carl and Carl in Chicago, Illinois. Carl and Carl, do you want to be a bungvert? Hey.
Hello.
Hi. This is Carl.
Yeah.
And also Carl.
Okay.
Classic.
Did I hear the question?
Huh?
Do you want to be a bungvert?
What?
Carl?
We missed the early inside jokes. We were on a nice bike ride. So,
okay. Healthy.
Was it tandem?
We know the rules of the game.
Okay. Oh. So why don't you, we can just skip to that. That's perfectly fine.
Hit the game.
All right, I'll do the first line. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're going to, it's a duet.
Who's
duet?
Doing the first line?
No,
Carl.
So you dislike small faces, and you can tell the truth.
But you same sisters can refute it. Then a boy walks in with broad shoulders and a square.
Is that the duet
in
part?
Your butt.
you have a nice day.
You guys thought of this on a bike ride?
we thought about this on the bike.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know what this is.
What is it?
This is I Like Big Butts song.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Right? Isn't it?
How does it can you do it? Can you do it again?
Can we do it again?
Just a small
one time only. We're actually here for one night only. Yeah. Wow. One night only. Yeah.
One night only is one time only.
I guess you guys just got bunged.
Oh man.
Wow. Big time.
I didn't get bunged because I knew it.
Oh,
they got bunged.
And we don't even know what that means.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Too busy being healthy.
Bike boys.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Carl and Carl. Really appreciate
it. So was it or was it not a tandem bicycle?
Oh, no. They were separate bikes.
Separate bikes.
Okay. So okay.
Connected across?
Yeah.
Yeah. Parallel?
Parallel bikes.
Well, there were no connection.
Well, sometimes we got parallel so we could just have like a nice chit-chat.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Just two sidecars connected to each other.
Oh, that's fun.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Never seen a bike that you're grabbing. I've never seen one like that.
I'm going to hang
up. Yeah, I have.
I'm going to hang up. I'm
bye, Joe. Bye, Ronaldo. Bye, Joe.
Okay. Bye. It's great to talk to you, Carl. Okay. Carl.
Yeah, really. That was really cool to talk to those two well-adjusted boys. Okay, so that was good. That was really good. Again, I insist there's been two good callers, and the rest of you have been monsters.
I've loved everyone. I love everyone that's called.
I feel like
I love all of you.
Tim Burton can make a movie starring all of our callers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called Coraline. It's called Coraline, okay? Okay. I'll tell you what, it's a really a lot of hoop shoes calling in, okay? So listen,
this was a family-friendly podcast.
No. Yeah, it is. It is.
You just called everyone
called them hoop shoes.
I did.
That's mean.
I did. I am mean. I'm mean in 2020. Whoa. You all call in. You heard me. We got into a fight with a 12-year-old. It's a mean podcast.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
This is not what I signed up for.
What did you sign up for?
I signed up for Kindness Hour. I signed up for bighug.com.net.
Sorry, but
I signed up for Love Central.
You walked into Joe Rogan's den.
Yeah, this is Joe Rogan.
You mean, oh, bro.
Oh, bro. That's the stuff.
All right. Okay. So okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to be nice to the next caller.
I think
we're going to talk to one more caller.
Yes.
We're going to talk to Caleb and Mike from Gilbert, Arizona.
Mm.
One of them is dyeing their hair blue right now, and one of them is 10.
Oh.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. Hi.
This is a Kindness Hour. Welcome. Would you want to play the game?
Wait, which one is dyeing their hair?
Yeah. Oh, I am. Mike, the dad.
Mike.
Oh.
All right. Okay, so Caleb, Mike, so nice to have you on the show. Mm-hmm. Do you want to sing us some?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. We would love to.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Do it.
Adult bird.
Can you do the whole song?
No. Do the whole song?
Very good amount of it.
Really, really long.
Wow.
Can you do like two birds? Is that how it works?
What?
Isn't there like different kinds of birds?
Yes.
Can you do two
more
birds?
Yes, and thank you for suggesting that. Actually, Caleb and Mike Manolo had an amazing suggestion to do two more birds.
Do two more birds. Okay.
Okay.
Do it.
Teenage bird dum dum da dum da dum. Teenage bird dum dum da dum da dum. Teenage bird dum dum da dum da dum. Teenage bird.
Yes.
Let's see. We need one more.
Child?
Sure.
Child bird dum dum da dum da dum. Child bird dum dum da dum da dum. Child bird dum dum da dum da dum. Child bird.
Child power.
Have you got it yet?
No, I think we need one more.
One more bird.
Yeah, one more, Caleb?
Toddler bird dum dum da dum da dum. Toddler bird dum dum da dum da dum. Toddler bird dum dum da dum da dum. Toddler bird.
Toddler power.
Did that get you there?
I think so. I mean, do you guys have a guess on what it is?
Actually, can you do one more bird?
No.
Got
one more?
Baby bird dum dum da dum da dum. Baby bird dum dum da dum da dum. Baby bird dum dum da dum da dum. Baby bird.
That song's gonna get in my head now.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool because like your arms would be going forward, but they're going to the sides, making flying gestures.
Wow, smart.
So I'm gonna go ahead and guess that is the Star Spangled Banner.
That was it. Wow.
All right. Thanks so much. You do get a custom magnet.
You get a
magnet.
Custom magnet. Wow. Good work. That was great.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your magnet. Bye. Wow.
Cowabunga.
Okay. Cowabunga.
Well, that's what you'd call it. Very strange payoff. Okay. So, wow. This is, okay. So that was small, tiny. So it looks like, and Rachel, did you want to do when we skipped over you?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Let me see. Okay. on purpose. I didn't do that. That, not again. I did. Wait, hold on, hold on. Okay. On purpose. I did not ever do that once, even. I made you. I was really normal to the to not your insides. I know where I'm going in this place. On purpose. I've never done that.
Never once ever.
And I am guilty.
I am guilty.
Yes.
That's... Okay, somebody on the message board, Maximilian Washington, was guessing Bunga Spears.
And they're correct.
Okay. And could you, Manila, do you know the name of the song?
Yeah, it's Oops, I Did It Again by Bunga Spears.
Is that
Bunga
correct?
Bunga Spears, yeah.
Wow.
Cowabunga.
Cowabunga, sure. Cowabunga.
Pip, pip parade.
Pip, pip parade. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this was very good. Now we do have to vote on the winning game.
Oh.
Hope it's fast because I really have to pee.
Well,
are you still being nice, Joe? Or
yeah,
okay, great.
So, and I want you to meet your needs. All right, so I guess we'll do it fast. Okay, so see, being nice really sucks. Okay, so is it going to be small, tiny?
Mm.
Is it going to be cotton candy chicken nuggets? Actually, the worst game we've maybe ever played.
I really like.
No
it.
Offense,
I liked it too.
No offense to Elizabeth, but that was really on us and the callers. I would say for sure.
Cowabunga came from that, and I think baby ring a ding ding for that game. I say honorable mention regardless.
Wait, ring a
ding ding ding.
Okay,
hey, that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
so,
my niece.
Aww.
All right. So it's time to vote.
Okay.
What would you vote on?
What? Okay. What was the second? It was the cheese.
Cheeses
game.
Of Nazareth.
Oh, yeah.
Small, tiny, or.
Small, tiny.
Or the other one.
Cotton
candy chicken nuggets.
I think small, tiny.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You wanted to win for a second episode in a row?
Wow. Yes, I guess so.
Okay, it looks like several people are voting for Dr. Bunga.
That's smart. That's a good vote. That is also a vote. Can I change my vote? Is it too late to change my vote?
You want
to
change your vote to Dr. Bunga?
Perhaps. I'm a woman of the people.
Yeah, thanks a lot. A lot of people are voting for Dr. Chicken Nugs.
Chicken Nugs.
Uh-huh. Oh, kind of a combo of Dr. Bunga and cotton candy chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We get that.
Yes.
I get that.
Thanks a lot. Okay, this is right. We are getting a few more votes for small tiny. This is good. A few more votes for Dr. Bunga.
That's smart. Dr. Bunga.
If you could, Rachel, just explain to us what Dr. Bunga, the rules are.
Kind of can be anything you like.
No, no.
It is kind of a very open-ended, kind of open-face sandwich of,
really
of a game.
Really don't want that. Really bad idea.
It's kind of like what T-shirt are you wearing? That's the beginning of the game.
Okay, so we sing, T-shirt are you wearing?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, I'm the doctor and I'm wearing a shirt. And then you're the doctor, you say what shirt you're wearing, and then you say what surgery you're about to perform.
Mm.
And how do people win?
Then you say, you describe the surgery, and then someone has to guess what surgery that is.
Mm.
So you say, I'm going to be working on the insides of a person kind of near the top. And then you'll be like, oh, the brain surgery? Yes! And then you win.
Mm.
So Dr. Bunga, just to review,
because
it does seem as though that is the winning game.
You start out by asking what T-shirt are you wearing?
Yeah, but you sing it.
What T-shirt are you wearing?
Uh-huh.
I am the doctor. I'm in a T-shirt. And then you say, I'm wearing a big, loose, you know, Jimi Hendrix T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, and I'm about to perform
Oh, so you lose surgery. The accent after you say, I'm the doctor?
Okay. Well, yeah, because it's kind of, then you get serious into business because you're about to perform surgery. Okay. So you're kind of a goofy doctor walking around the halls, and then you get to be a serious doctor when you're in the room. Oh. And so then you're like, okay, and I'm about to perform surgery on the part of the body that goes wiggle waggle, wiggle waggle.
And then what's the answer to that one?
It's the toes.
You're about to give toe surgery in a Jimi Hendrix t-shirt.
Yeah. This is a cool doctor.
Someone just asked if this is canon.
This is canon.
Oh, okay.
This is canon. This is canon. No need to worry. It'll be on Wiki Pages, the Wiki page soon. Mm-hmm. If someone could edit it. I don't know how to do Wikipedia.
Thank you so much.
Just call out for Jay Frosting. He'll do it.
Yep. Well, thank you. I guess Dr. Bunga will be the winning game.
Wow, nice. can't believe that happened.
Can't believe that happened.
Wow, yeah.
Well,
it's a classic game. I get why people wanted it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a classic.
You really helped. Thanks for coming on the show. Really appreciate what you've done here. You really added a lot of chaotic energy.
No problem. And I get it. You're really, and I know I can tell you're grateful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Super nice.
People are saying that you were the best guest ever. And that's something because they love to see the world burn.
Yes. I like that because I'm a saboteur nation.
Okay, so you were on Team Sam.
I'm going to get the cards for us.
Okay, well, Sam, I hope you're listening.
Sam, we're going to get cards so we can get discounts for other podcasts. I want to get a discount on a podcast.
You want that free Stitcher Radio.
Thing. Yeah, baby.
All right, thanks a lot. Okay. Okay, so if they are saying that you are the best guest ever, if you would like to tell them where they can find more of you, that would be great.
Well, are your eyes open? No, I'm sorry, my brain is that was so dumb. I'm so sorry. I am on Instagram is at Rachel P. Grimm. RSHELPHRAM. And on Twitter, it's at, that's a lie. Oh, dang. Okay, wait, hold on. My Instagram, stop following.
Don't follow that one.
That's my sister-in-law. We got problems, actually. Whoa. So don't follow that. Former sister-in-law. That's okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
What?
She stole my old Instagram. My Instagram is at I am Rachel P. Grimm, and my Twitter is at Rachel P. Grimm. And those would be the best places to follow me.
You didn't get sister-in-law's? Account.
No, I switched it for a day and then she took it.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right.
I am Rachel P. Grimm.
Okay.
Rachel P. Grimm on the others.
Hmm.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're just Rachel P. Grimm and then I am Rachel P. Grimm.
I understand now. Thank you so much.
It's got my name on it.
If anybody has any questions.
And it does say comedian. So you shouldn't be confused because my sister-in-law's former sister-in-law is not a comedian.
Former sister-in-law.
Yeah. Which is confusing for her
and
everyone involved.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for letting me do that, Joe.
Yep.
You're such a kind, welcome, a good person.
What?
I said you're a kind, welcome, good person.
Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. Manolo, would you have any...
At Manolo something on Instagram, and I have to pee.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot. Well, another incredible ending to an incredible show. If you wouldn't mind just singing us out, if you could just kind of riff on some lyrics.
Yes,
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yes.
What is, it's so loud.
This is good. Yes.
Wait.
Ooh. Mixed media. This is good. EDM kind of.
Game show. All right.
It's like we punish them for making it till the end. Okay. Game show. Special thanks to our engineer Andrew Marr. Our producer Alex Adan.
Alex.
Our mixer Andrea Kristen's daughter.
Mixer.
Our intern, Baby Rocky.
Intern.
Recorded at Hook and Fade Studios in Bushwick, Brooklyn. Don't come here.
Bushwick. Don't come here. Don't come to Bushwick. Don't come to Bushwick. Don't stay out of Bushwick.
And the theme song is by Big Huge.
Big Huge. That's so big, the music's so big, the music's so big that you can't even fit it in your pocket. You can't fit the music.
Oh my god. Truly the most insane episode that we've ever had.
Wow, that was very fun.
The ultimate saboteur in our midst.
No. Wow.
Well, what?
I definitely was listening to everything too loud. I should have turned it down. After taking those off, I was like, oh, my hearing is bad.
So every episode, there does seem to be like some kind of miscommunication where I'm like, Manolo, and Manolo, what do you say?
I said, hey, now, what's that coming around?
Yeah, something along those lines. For example, we just did a live show recently, and at the top of the show, I was asking Manolo, I was saying, this is the, like, welcome to Dr. Game Show. If you haven't been here before, this is a show where we play games. Well, what do you think, Manolo? How would you describe it?
And then I said, Sing Yang Kwai La.
And I said, what?
It's, it means, it's supposed to mean Happy New Year in Mandarin.
Right. So it's kind of like,
It was New Year's, and I thought you were going to mention it. No one was talking about it, and I had to bring it up. Open the show with the celebratory. It was that weekend. It was like, hello, everybody, and Sing Yang Kwai La.
Yeah.
But you didn't open with that. I don't know why.
Right. So so I guess that's on me. So that's why we have Manolo Minutes. So you have a minute on the clock. Go
Starting
ahead.
Now.
Tell me what you were thinking about this episode.
Well, this episode, I've been drinking a lot of water, and I started having to use the restroom, and it reminded me of our live show when I had to use the restroom also. And we were going back and forth on when I should use the restroom before or after. And I said after because it would raise the stakes. And then we did that NPR show, Ask Me Another. And before that show, I said, oh man, I have to pee. And you're like, just pee on stage. And you were like pushing me to pee on stage. And I was like, I don't know if NPR does things like that. Do they? I don't know. I don't listen to it. Not that for any reason, just, you know, as a person of color, I'm not obligated to, you know, listen to NPR or, you know, listen to the Beatles, stuff like that. But I do partake in some white activities like going to rap concerts.
Wow. Anyway. And that is time. This one was really, this is a wild one. This was a real wild one, all over the place, but very insightful. Very insightful.
I'll make sure to do some bladder workouts, and I'll have everything under control.
Well, stay tuned for that. Thanks so much. Thank you so much, Manolo.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.